A nationwide ring has been charged with trying to steal more than $160 million from Medicare. Elsa Chang from member station WNYC reports.
Prosecutors are calling it the largest Medicare fraud scheme ever committed by a single group. 73 people operating across 25 states have been charged in a scheme allegedly run by an Armenian-American organized crime group. The U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Preet Bharara, says the suspects stole identities from thousands of doctors and legitimate Medicare patients. They set up phony health clinics and billed Medicare for treatments that were never performed.
Today's indictments should send a strong message to those who think that they can game our country's healthcare system and steal taxpayer dollars that have been earmarked for our nation's elderly.
Here's how it allegedly worked. Many of the bogus clinics were simply mailbox addresses. From there, members of the ring would send Medicare bills for expensive treatments. Prosecutors say the criminals often got sloppy. Eye doctors billed for bladder treatments. Dermatologists billed for heart exams. The group supposedly took advantage of the user-friendly side of Medicare. It tries to pay healthcare providers promptly by not verifying whether treatments have actually been rendered before it sends money. Among those in custody is Armin Kazarian. The FBI calls him the VOR, or godfather, of the operation. And investigators say he's the first VOR ever arrested for racketeering in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang in New York.